When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, Tuesday edition of the program. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we roll through and discuss all of the issues of the day. Right off the top here, Joe Biden currently speaking on inflation. We will pull any cuts from that are relevant. There are a ton of stories out there that are continuing to percolate. Among them, we'll talk about this inflation Biden address. Also, abortion scare tactics that are spreading widely in the wake of the opinion that has been proposed by Justice Alito. I think it's important for Republicans to start to address some of these scare tactics. We have continued, speaking of scare tactics, marching going on in the front yards and basically the front lawns, nearly front streets, of many Supreme Court justices. Why is that being allowed to continue, considering that there is a federal law to keep it from continuing? The NBA, Buck, and I want to hit on this a little bit later, but the NBA, which pulled its All-Star game out of Charlotte, North Carolina, because of a transgender bathroom bill that they did not like, is going to be playing actual games in the United Arab Emirates where homosexuality is punishable by death. Seems to be a bit of hypocrisy there as it pertains to the NBA. But we begin with the biggest issue that continues to dominate the American political sphere, and it is inflation. Tomorrow, we will get a reading on the month of April to see whether or not inflation has accelerated or decelerated a bit from a 40-year high of 8.5%. What will not change, however, is Joe Biden is going to continue to come up with a shifting rationale under which he bears no responsibility for the policies that he has implemented that have helped to ensure that the United States has one of the highest inflation rates among Western democracies. And it's worth noting, as Biden speaks and we begin this show, that it wasn't very long ago that Joe Biden claimed his infrastructure bill would help to stop surging inflation. In fact, this was just November of 2021. Basically, every single policy idea, including Build Back Better, Joe Biden has tried to argue that by spending trillions of dollars, inflation will get better. Here is Biden in November of 2021.
The House of Representatives passed my bipartisan infrastructure bill. Along with another plans that I'm advancing, this bill is going to reduce the cost of goods to consumers, businesses, and get people back to work, helping us build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, that where everybody's better off. You know, I'm tired of this trickle-down economy stuff.
If only we had trickle-down economy
stuff.
Yeah,
what does he think?
Because the only thing trickling down from Biden is incompetence.
It's amazing to watch this in real time, Clay. I mean, I can see on the screen, you've got lowering costs, tackling inflation. The Democrats really do seem to believe, and maybe it's just because their own ideology boxes them into this and they can't find a way out from it, that the way to lower costs and tackle inflation is to have the federal government spend more money. Oh, and of course, to raise a whole lot of taxes, which is something that they're not talking about very much now, but they will be, by all means, if they can find themselves in a position to actually pass legislation to do that, they will. And I think that that's probably going to happen. But they keep saying now, Biden's big talking point is, well, there's the Putin price hike, which he said during the speech, which he's giving right now as we're talking to you. And they've got the actual talking points behind him, lowering costs, tackling inflation. And then I listen to him and I go, none of the things that he's saying will do either of those things. They will actually make inflation worse and they will make costs higher. This is a little bit like the paradigm of defund the police. Defund the police is only going to make crime worse and make everybody less safe. But they kept saying, oh, no, just give this defund thing more time. Treat it more seriously. Spending more money when you're in an inflationary period, as you pointed out, the worst inflation we've seen in 40 years, is only going to make the problem worse. But they refuse to accept that they're wrong. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. It's like the mask issue. They will not turn around and say, hold on a second, government additional spending will simply make things that are already getting bad far worse than they would otherwise be. So that's why I think we're just seeing the beginning of this. I think that you're going to see a really rough summer going into the fall with the markets, with inflation, with the price of food, the price of gas. It's all going to be a nightmare for the Democrats.
Look, we hit yesterday a low in the S&P 500 going back to March of 2021. And we are becoming perilously close to going negative for the entire Joe Biden administration. And we have continued to talk about this, Buck. But the incompetence of Biden on every single front. This is what I would ask everybody out there. It's a simple question, but it goes to the essence of very many political elections. How many people out there are better off now than they were when Donald Trump was president? How many of our listeners are better off today than they were the last day Donald Trump was president on January 19th of 2021? I don't think there's very many. And it's not just Republicans. It's independents. It's Democrats. If you took away, to your point, Buck, the pre-existing party alliances that are out there, whereby a certain percentage of people are just going to refuse to acknowledge that things could be worse because they're so dyed in the wool in supporting the Democrat Party. Nobody really supports Joe Biden. They support the fact that a Democrat is in office. If you take away those people, and even those people, if you gave them truth serum and you asked them, hey, really, let's be honest, were you better off when Trump was president or are you better off when Biden's in office? I think 100% of Americans would have to acknowledge that Joe Biden has failed on every single front. He's failed on the border. He's failed on international relations. He's failed on inflation. He's failed on crime. I just think we have to keep beating this. He's failed on COVID. Certainly he's failed on kids being better off because of COVID. I just think we have to keep beating this drum because there isn't a story that Republicans can lose on when it comes to Joe Biden's performance in office. And I think they're recognizing, and it's very Big Brother-esque, Buck, to your point, I'm looking at the screen, and they have all these messages that they're trying to get across behind Biden through just repetition, as if he has an answer in any way for what's going on with inflation. His answer for inflation is spend more money, which is truly the worst thing that could happen for the government right now.
There's no way the Democrats can hold on to a majority in the House or the Senate. We know they're going to almost certainly lose the House, but I don't think they could even hold a Senate majority if this current trend economically continues. I mean, when you look at the data, just so everyone knows, this is not just like Clay and Buck. You look at Biden right now. I said this to Clay before, so I'm going to say this to all you because we're all part of the same Clay and Buck family here, okay?
This guy as president is absurd. He's not up for this. He was never a very bright guy. He is way too old for the job. He looks decrepit. I'm sorry, it's true. And I mean that in terms of not cognitively, physically capable of doing this in a meaningful way. And Democrats act like everything's fine. I'm sorry, the emperor has no clothes. And people are realizing this. There's a CNN poll, not, you know, rightwingcrazies.com.
Yeah.
CNN poll last week. 8 in 10 adults said the federal government wasn't doing enough to curb inflation. 7 in 10 in the Democrat Party. 7 in 10 Democrats approve of Biden on the economy. 86% of Democrats overall approve of his performance. The people who voted for Biden don't seem to understand the cause and effect of what they keep saying. The federal government can't solve this. The federal government isn't doing enough to solve this. They understand the federal government is causing the problem. And Joe Biden's management of the federal government is causing the problem. So Democrats are in denial and delusion about this. The numbers with independents, though, and Republicans in the tank. You look at overall approval of the economy nationwide. Everyone recognizes these guys don't know what they're doing. They simply don't have the skill set. They don't have the vision. And their ideas are crappy. I just looked at the Build Back Better framework, Clay. It's really straightforward. Spending a whole lot more money. Giving universal pre-K. Think of the size of that. You're basically going to expand out the federal school system, right? The Department of Education into universal pre-K. That's just going to be a whole new entitlement. More money, more spending. It's just going to get worse and worse.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. And I'm not sure where they're going to be able to make arguments going forward. The best thing we can do, and I mean this for the country, is run out the clock on Joe Biden in 2022. Essentially, don't allow him to pass any more truly substantive bills. Now, we can get into a big debate about what exactly counts as substantive. I'm not happy that we're spending $40 billion plus to give Ukraine aid when our moms can't find any
baby formula
yeah. out there on the shelves right now. I'm not happy that we're sending Ukraine $40 billion to help protect their borders when we won't protect our own southern border. I think there are many reasons why you can be angry about the way money is being spent and what the significance of the dollars that we are spending is. But what we really have to keep is any sort of transformative, long-lasting legislation from being passed, whether it's a tax increase, whether it's some form of Build Back Better that creates government expenditures that ride off into the sunset of trillions of dollars. We have to run out the clock, because once we get to the summer, everything pivots towards the campaign. And if Democrats haven't passed anything, Buck, they're not going to be able to pass much in 2023 and in 2024. Because I think you're correct that there will be an overwhelming red wave in November, so long as Republicans continue to bring home the failures of the Biden administration so far.
I want to also bring this, but this is another CNN poll, just to give everyone a sense. The public's view of the economy overall is the worst it has been in 10 years. Okay, the worst it has been in 10 years. That was actually the top line of the poll. So overall, everyone realizes this is a bad economy right now. It's not good. And inflation, I know, is the primary driver of that. But yeah, how expensive everything is, gas, food, rent, new cars, used cars, everything. How expensive this is, you know, I've got a family member who's a small business owner. All of his costs are just going up all the time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And if you're trying to just get to that point where you're at profitability, it can eat away at your margins. It can kill your business, right? This is why so much of this, oh, here we go, Biden, deficits exploded under my predecessor. It's always somebody else's fault. It's Putin's fault. It's Trump's fault. Joe Biden didn't come into office saying, I'm going to complain a lot about what other people are doing and not fix anything. He said, Clay, steady hand of the economy, middle class folks will do great. And that was just all absurd.
Also, deficits exploded because of COVID. Right. If you look at the economy and you freeze frame it in February and March, right before COVID hit, we were trending towards the greatest economy that has ever existed in the United States. In fact, you can argue we were there. And I think we have to continue to hammer home that the people who were employed in February of 2020, when wages were rising for all races, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, when unemployment rate was lower for all races than we've ever seen before, we still haven't regained the jobs that we had from the Trump economy in February of 2020. There are still over a million people who are not in the workforce that were working then. And I got to tell you, by the way, right now, everybody's trying to save money. Biden's talking about inflation, 8.5%. It's going to come out tomorrow as well, that we get the newest inflation numbers for April. And the best way that you can save money when it comes to your phone is by signing up for Pure Talk today. You get the exact same service, the exact same tower, same 5G nationwide network as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but you pay just $30 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data. You want unlimited data? They've got a great deal on that plan too. Either way, 50% or more every month on your cell phone bill. You can keep the same phone, you can keep the same phone number, and you can save $800 or more a year. Here's how you do it. From your cell phone, dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can be switched over to Pure Talk service in less than 10 minutes. Save $800 a year or more with the exact same service on the exact same cell towers. Again, all you need to do, dial #250, say Clay and Buck. That's #250, say Clay and Buck. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less, it's that easy.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
with over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
If you're looking at inflation, I think one of the guests said they think it's probably going to remain sticky. I think it's the rate of change, and the American public is not stupid, meaning it's going to certainly quit going up as fast as it is. But prices are not, and I underscore, are not going back to where they were. And I still say if there's one word about what the future of the world's economy looks like down the road, and people aren't going to like this, it's about the cost of energy. If people want to keep energy prices high and the governments want to have secret meetings about really not being all that enamored with fossil fuel at this point in history, then we're all doomed to much slower economies down the road.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. I'm Buck, he's Clay. That was Rick Santelli, the man who called for the Tea Party from the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange back in 2010. Just speaking what I think is going to end up being somewhat prophetic here. Prices aren't going back down, folks. When Biden starts talking about lowering costs, I get really concerned. If you want to see a case study of government intervention in the markets by setting price controls, that's what happened in Venezuela that really started to tank their economy. So I hope they know that we can't do that. That would be like full-on socialist lunacy. But these days, when you hear them talking about how they want to tackle inflation by spending more money, inflation is a problem of monetary policy, and inflation is a problem of government spending. This is Econ 101. And yet, Clay, we get Democrats like Biden coming out to tell us that their policies of spending more money are actually helping. It's like arguing with crazy people.
Joe Biden made one of the signature issues of his campaign that the adults would be in charge again and that he would take responsibility for everything that occurred on his watch. Yet what we're seeing Joe Biden do time after time is find different explanations for why inflation is not his fault. And if you remember, I believe inflation was 1.9% when he took over in January of 2021. I think I'm correct in that. We're now at 8.5% inflation. So everything that he has done has accelerated what would have likely been a larger inflation-related issue. And Buck, I don't think we're talking enough about Shanghai and the lockdowns that are still going on there and how that's going to continue to impact and exacerbate all of our supply chain crisis issues. We may be far worse. I mean, again, you're already seeing it with things that are important like baby formula. We may be far worse when it comes to supply issues in this country in the summer and the fall than we have been so far. I think that's likely.
I hate to say it, but bare shelves Biden was mostly a meme that people were using to poke at the Biden administration for being incompetent, but it could really be a thing. I mean, bare shelves Biden might be something that goes from look at what a bunch of idiots we have running the country to, oh my God, I actually can't buy stuff that I really need, like baby formula, by the way, but on a much broader scale than even that.
And what that scarcity does is create more scarcity. Because if you're a mom right now and you see baby formula on the shelf, like what we saw happen with toilet paper, you buy as much as you can, which makes the situation worse.
Men in America have a health problem, folks, and it's been happening for about 50 years now, dating all the way back to the 70s. Loss of testosterone in our systems. Studies show testosterone levels have been decreasing 1% every year. When you're exposed to synthetic and natural estrogens all the time, and that's happening regularly, there's going to be an effect and a negative one. That's why you need to check out our friends at Chalk. It's spelled C-H-O-Q. Chalk has a product that fixes that. The top ingredient in Chalk Daily is clinically proven to increase total testosterone by 20% over 90 days. Chalk supplements work because of high purity and potency. Look, go check this out. They pay attention to more than just testosterone levels, too. Their everyday supplements help with energy levels and ability to stay focused. Go to their website now, C-H-O-Q, that's chalk.com. Chalk delivers sustainable energy products focused throughout the day with no peaks or crashes. Try Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. Go to chalk.com. Use code BUCK for 30% off.
Whoa. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Encourage you to go subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single moment. Should let you know that we're going to talk with Douglas Blair at 1:30 Eastern Time. He was one of the reporters who followed around those protesters who were going to the Supreme Court Justice Holmes. So he's seen that firsthand. What was the experience like? What did it feel like in that crowd? How much longer might this go on? And what is and should be the consequences there? We will discuss that in what has continued to become a bigger and bigger story. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to be joined, Eastern Time by Marsha Blackburn, Senator from Tennessee, to talk about the potential overturning of the Roe v. Wade decision and what that will next bring to bear, across the nation. All that's still to come. But one of the questions that a lot of us have been asking is, how do we end up in a world where masking, and by the way, Buck, I texted you this yesterday, but did you see that Steve Kerr, who we were making fun of yesterday on the program for being the only person essentially wearing a mask in the entire Golden State Warrior arena out in San Francisco, could not be any more perfectly emblematic of the absurdity. I'm sure that Steve Kerr has probably gotten 46 different COVID shots because he is a king lib. He was the only person wearing a mask on Saturday in that arena. He tested positive for COVID on Monday, was not able to coach last night in their game. And we talked about it on this show.
He didn't mask up hard enough.
Needed more masks. He kept pulling down his mask to yell guidance to his team. And we made fun of how ridiculous that was. The minute that this news story came down, my Twitter feed absolutely exploded. So many of you out there, I'm at Clay Travis, Buck is at Buck Sexton, were reacting to that conversation that we had and how absurd it was and how perfectly emblematic it was that he tested positive despite being the only person wearing a mask. Masks don't work. Well, this is a clip that has started to go viral on social media. I saw it yesterday. You did too. Author Lori Garrett, this is from 2018 now, just to be clear, but she talks about the fact that a Japanese study has shown masks are more effective in scaring people than in keeping the virus out. This clip has gone viral. I wanted you to listen to it to understand the psychology of why people like Buck and I have been so adamantly opposed to the idea of masking, because it isn't about safety, it's about control. Listen.
In one of their large studies, they basically showed that the masks, it seemed like the major efficacy of a mask is that it causes alarm in the other person. And so you stay away from each other. And that's what I think happened with SARS. When I was in the SARS epidemic, I saw everywhere all over Asia, people started wearing these masks, and it is alarming when you walk down a street and everybody coming towards you has a mask on. You definitely do social distancing. You definitely, it's just a gut thing. But did the mask really help them? Did the mask keep the virus out? Almost certainly not. If the virus was around their face, the mask would not have made the difference.
What happened to the science? Remember when Fauci said something very similar at the start of the actual pandemic in 2020 and then pretended like he never said it? These people are frauds. These people that pushed the masking after knowing that there was no benefit in previous trials and in previous pandemics from masking, it's fraudulent. It's funny. I actually worked at the Council on Foreign Relations, Clay, as an intern, and Lori Garrett was a fellow there, a public health expert, and her whole thing was pandemics. That's really her area of study. So somebody who all she did was sit around all day, you know, eating Cheez-Its and reading on a screen, you know.
Cheez-Its are amazing.
They are quite tasty. All she did was study pandemics. And in 2018, before this pandemic, she's saying, I mean, masks don't actually keep out the virus. That's absurd, right? You and I think I have been vilified more by libs and the left on the masking issue than almost anything else I can think of, quite honestly. People have gone completely insane on me. I have not gotten a single apology. Some people on the right have actually reached out to say, I was giving you kind of a hard time in the beginning and you were right. So that's nice. I appreciate that. Jump on in. The water's warm on team reality. But here you have, yet again, compliance is what this was all about. Power, as you said, control is what this is all about. And then the shutting down of economies. This was, remember, we all were masked up and then it was, oh my gosh, we have to shut down our economies. Why?
Yeah.
Based on what? Whose idea was this? This was the dumbest thing in history. And if someone wants to argue with me, I would point out it wasn't shut down. It was not shut down to stop the spread of the virus. It was 2 weeks to give hospitals capacity to deal with the influx of the sick. That was it. It was like, okay, everybody stay in your house for a couple of days, and then we see. And they just lied, Clay. And it's important everyone understands this, because why is your house, everything in your house getting so much more expensive, household expenses? Why is food? Why is gas? Why is everything? Those decisions, which the Democrats doubled and tripled down on and went crazy on, were catastrophically stupid.
And I think it's also important to point out to Lori Garrett's analysis here, masks are about scaring people. But do you know what else has happened since they have removed masks on airplanes? The number of issues with behavior on airlines has declined by 70%. So all these flight attendants out there, all the pilots, and a lot of you listen to us, I guarantee you if we opened up phone lines and we just wanted to take their calls, what those masks did was create a high level of anxiety in travelers. Because you are, I'll tell you, Buck, for myself, traveling with my kids, I'm flying later this afternoon back down to Florida. I flew to Florida last week with my kids. I can't tell you, Buck, how much more normal it feels to be in an airport where no one is wearing a mask, where you go through TSA and the TSA agents aren't wearing a mask, where you still have to do all the usual clearance process. But it just feels so much better and so much more normal. And I really do believe that there's a dehumanizing effect.
Absolutely.
When you don't see someone's face.
100%.
And so it increases the overall antipathy, the overall anger that exists on airlines. Down 70% should be, by the way, a front page headline, because we heard all this talk about, hey, we've got to protect our workers. They're under siege, all these things. We haven't seen a delay in flights. We haven't seen cancellations. We've actually seen a more efficient process to travel because masks have been removed, and we haven't seen a surge in cases on airline flight attendants and pilots. It hasn't happened.
The mask advocates, I hate to say this, are as dumb and destructive with the actual results as Defund the Police was. I mean, it's at that level of Defund the Police just made everything worse. And that's why the Democrats had to finally run away from it. Oh, we don't want to do that. That's crazy. Mask advocates is the same thing. They've been wrong about everything at every single step of the way. And look, by the way, the point about dehumanization, I think that has been, I think that separating people into the masked and unmasked was a Democrat strategy. I think they used it in 2020. I think they used it for compliance and mobilization in 2021 on a whole range of issues. It became a political signifier more than anything else. I tweeted out that chart. I know you saw that too, of all of a sudden in 2020, Democrats all believe in the science. Oh, before that, they didn't apparently believe in the science, but 2020 hits. Fauci's their little cuddly old grandpa. He's an evil tyrant smurf. And they act like all of a sudden they know things they didn't know before. When I think about times when I was on the plane and I was told to change my mask two separate times. I had a mask on, told to change it to, and I'm a pretty polite and even keeled fellow, I would think, generally. I wanted to bark profanity at these people. Like, I wanted to start shouting curse words in their faces. The only thing that really prevented me is, one, you know, public figure, YouTube, not good. Two, I felt badly for some of them because I know that they were kind of in the just following orders category. But the ones that upset me were the ones that clearly took some glee in this. They actually liked this power that they had. I thought it was pathetic. And I think there needs to be a reckoning on this issue as well as many others.
Yeah. And going forward, there needs to be a significant analysis of this because, you know, the science gets a lot of things wrong. If you look historically at treatment, remember we talked about this before, Buck, the idea that you would, for instance, sterilize not weapons, but medical instruments that you're using in order to treat patients was considered to be laughably absurd until late in the 19th century. I mean, the idea that you would say, hey, maybe we should clean these, people would laugh at you. The concept of when somebody got sick, taking their blood. The idea, hey, we've got to bleed you in order to get you well. I think this mask wearing is going to be considered on that level in years ahead, in that maybe maybe we're going to find out that it even worked against places. Because if you look, our buddy Ian Miller at ENMSC, he's got a good piece up right now at Substack pointing out that by far the places with the highest rates of COVID are the most vaccinated right now and the most masked up. What's going on there? I mean, these are questions that real scientists would be asking because there are many different alarm bells going off. And by the way, the biggest alarm bell of all is the Biden administration saying we might have 100 million new cases just in time for the midterms. That midterm variant of COVID. Oh, wow. It sure is good timing to be able to allow even more people to be able to corral all those absentee ballots and all those mail ballots. Our friends at Relief Factor, by the way, Robert, he lives in California. He started with Relief Factor's Quick Start program. Just $19.99 provides you with 3 weeks of Relief Factor's product. Robert took it three times a day for 3 weeks, finding relief in his chronic back pain. But when Robert failed to reorder more, guess what happened? Pain returned. And he realized the big difference Relief Factor had given to him. Created by doctors, perfected over 15 years of scientific research, Relief Factor was made for you. Four key ingredients, 100% drug-free product, which addresses joint pain, including back and neck pain, as well as the aches and pains you might feel in your knees, hips, or shoulders. Hundreds of thousands of people have ordered Relief Factor, including my wife, Buck's dad, and about 70% of them go on to order more. Right now, you can join the more than 500,000 people. Order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. $19.95, 3-week quick start developed specifically for you. Relieffactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF. Move more, live more, just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
As you graduate and take the place in the wider world that will be yours to shape, do not shrug your shoulders and accept the normalization of untruths. Because if you do, lies become dominant and reality is distorted.
Lies become dominant, little Fauci says. He is the absolute worst. Has created.
Have you ever disliked anybody on the public sphere in your life more than you dislike Fauci?
I think he has harmed more people than any other person I can think of in my lifetime in America in a policy role. Yeah.
I dislike him more than any politician in my life.
Yeah. No, I mean,
and I'm putting him firmly in the politician camp because of his. The way, even the way that he's talking there, it makes me just furious.
But I do think
he's the ultimate liar.
I think he's at the point where he would be having a psychological breakdown if he actually took a moment to take stock of what his pronouncements and his role in all this has been. But the libs, I mean, this is why I played that University of Michigan honorary doctorate ceremony. They weren't clapping for him. I mean, my own college graduation was so boring. I was like, what am I even, you know, this is usually.
You're hungover.
I was hungover. Can neither confirm or deny, but yes, was a little hungover. Like, you know, who cares? And they were uproarious applause for Dr. Anthony Fauci on the left because he is the one that they put all their hopes in. I mean, he's effectively the leader of a religious belief. I mean, he's like the Pope.
Cult.
He's the cult leader of the mask down, lockdown, get shot two, get three, get four, get five, get 10. And, you know, you'll notice he is completely to this day still mum, will not say a word about, you know, maybe drawing the little circles in the park and making people sit in them outdoors, maybe padlocking playgrounds and terrifying small children, making them mask up outside as they sit on the ground to eat their lunch. Never has said, you know, guys, we lost our way with some of that stuff. He is the absolute worst. If I could get away with dropping some curses on radio right now, I probably would. I'm just saying it.
You know what video I saw yesterday was the video in California of the skate parks being filled with sand. Somebody was circulating that video to say, hey, let's not forget what they did to us. Any politician that was involved, and they did this in my neighborhood, Buck, they put crime scene tape up around the playgrounds to keep kids from being able to go to the playgrounds. They took rims off of basketball hoops to keep people from playing outdoor basketball, and they filled up skate parks with sand to keep kids from being able to be on skateboards. Every one of those people should not just be beaten in terms of an election. They should be removed from office forever for incompetence. And that's why this November election is so important.
If Fauci is perhaps my or our nemesis, the good news is that Fauci has his own nemesis, Senator Rand Paul.
Here's the interesting thing. It's the same argument as a disinformation board. We have to decide what is true and what is not true. So, for example, I think that Dr. Fauci has promulgated untruth. He has normalized untruth. So the biggest purveyor, I think, of untruths right now in public health is Dr. Fauci. So when someone says we're going to stop disinformation, well, they can't even agree to what the truth is. That's why we have a debate, a robust debate, scientists debate, journalists debate, politicians debate. We arrive at the truth through disputation. Anybody who says we can do it by edict is somebody completely unaware of the idea and the concept of freedom of speech.
Rand Paul has been on Fauci's case more effectively, more consistently, and earlier than really anyone else I can think of with a platform and a political office in public life. He's seen the truth all along. So in the same way that I am, I will never let go the whole Fauci debacle. I am grateful that Senator Rand Paul has been a voice out there of truth on this.
Not only that, Buck, we need to allow the Rand Pauls of the world and the Jim Jordans of the world, in both the House and the Senate, to be able to hold Dr. Fauci accountable. Because you want to send this loser, lunatic liar into retirement? I guarantee you he will retire when we win back the House and Senate and it becomes clear that he's going to have to testify on a regular basis and that he's going to be held accountable for all the lies that he has spread and all of the resulting peril that he has put this country in as a result. So you want to send this guy directly into retirement? You don't want your tax dollars making him the highest paid bureaucrat in the history of the United States? We need that reckoning. We need that red wave. We need to enable and empower people in the Senate and the House to hold him accountable.
Speaking of peril, the Supreme Court, crazy mobs running around, not just outside the court, but outside the homes of some justices. And there's been a bit of a debate that's broken out on the right among conservatives about why isn't the law, not just federal, but state law in the case of Virginia and Maryland, being enforced to break up these protests outside of homes, clearly meant to intimidate justices. Clay and I are going to dive into that one and more coming up here in just a few minutes.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.